On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
With Valentine's Day this week, Google just released these like new Valentine's stats and candy maker. Is it Fiero or am I just saying that because of Wicked? Is it Fiero or Ferro? Is it Fiero? You know what I mean?
It's Ferrero?
Is it Ferrero? I said Fiero because of Wicked.
Ferrero Rocher?
Yes.
It's now forever Fiero Rocher to me.
Whatever. Some chocolate brand also released some candy stats. Whatever. So here are a few surprising Valentine's Day trends in 2025. Number one. Most women would rather stay in. 63% of women in Maryland say celebrating at home sounds like more fun than going out. And 55% of men agreed. I'm part of the 63% of women that like would totally be down to staying in.
Yeah, I think you could have a super cute Valentine's Day in, like, you know, figure out what food you want to make in advance, whether y'all are like cooking together or getting your favorite thing from takeout. Could do your own little charcuterie board.
Like I love a cozy moment. Yes.
Or something. I think as long as you put some planning and effort into it, that could be just as cute, if not more even.
100%. Number two on the list of surprising Valentine's Day trends in 2025. 52% of women in Maryland think Valentine's Day proposals are overrated. Why?
Really?
I think that's so mean.
That's I guess.
How do you feel about a proposal on Valentine's Day, Charlotte?
I don't hate it.
I think it's really cute.
I think it just depends on the person, honestly. But yeah. I think it could be cute. I guess the only thing is if you really want it to be a surprise, it might be like a little more obvious that it could come that day. So if you're a person that really doesn't want to know when it's coming, I could see that.
Like stay away from Valentine's Day.
I think it's cute.
I think that's super cute. I don't know why anyone would think it's overrated. I think it's super, super sweet. Like everything's already so cutely decorated and everything like that. I don't know. I think that's really sweet.
Valentine for life. Yeah.
If you are planning on proposing to someone tomorrow, do not let this list freak you out. Keep with your plan.
Yes.
Okay. Number three, surprising trend for Valentine's Day 2025. Google says the top trending Valentine's Day date this year is hitting up the arcade. That's fun.
Wait, that's so cute.
It's giving Princess Diaries.
It
I love that.
Is.
Next would be zoos and then couple spas. Ooh, that's nice.
I would not want to go to the zoo for Valentine's Day.
Wait, okay, you know what? Let's also think about, so obviously this is like a Google trend list. I also think it should depend on where you are in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold. So I think like that's something that should keep in mind, you know, if you are trying to go to the zoo out here, it's like freezing right now.
Reason.
Oh really?
Because it's stinky.
But you don't want to look at the fishies. What about looking at the fishies? Like what about 51st dates? How cute is that?
Well, aquarium's different.
Okay, you're right. Okay, aquarium, yes, zoo, no, and stinky. Okay, last on the list, the last top trending Valentine's Day stat. 41% of men in Maryland want a male equivalent to Galentine's Day. The show Parks and Rec actually came up with Galentine's in 2010, like we mentioned a little bit ago, and they defined it as ladies celebrating ladies. It's always on the 13th. What do you think about that? What would it be called? Malentine's Day?
Bro-entine's?
Bromance Day?
Wait, guys, you should absolutely do this. I welcome you to celebrate Galentine's Day with your bros.
Celebrate it with one another. I think that's the biggest thing where it's like, do you feel comfortable telling your bro that you love him? And you should.
That's like positive masculine energy.
It
is. Tell your bros you love them. I'm sure they'd be thrilled if you were like, you want to do bro Valentine's weekend?
And yeah, like, let's go golfing or grab a beer. Like, I don't want to assume. You know what? I don't want to assume. What if y'all also want to watch Wicked as well? Like, you can do whatever you want.
But yeah, no, join us. Everyone should tell their friends they love them more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy Galentine's Day. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.